It's natural to feel close to God when life is smooth, but Padre Pio's life reminds us that real faith is strengthened in our toughest moments. His example encourages us to embrace life's challenges as ways to grow closer to Christ. Stay tuned.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're excited to have you with us. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede in powerful ways today. Join us as we share new videos and shorts 5 days a week, diving into the extraordinary life and miracles of this beloved saint. Discover how Padre Pio's legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's embark on this spiritual journey together. And now to today's story. Today's insights are sourced from the book Padre Pio, A Saint Among Us by Renzo Allegri. Within its pages, we find glimpses into Padre Pio's profound humility, especially during the last years of his life. As many of you already know, Padre Pio was beloved by thousands. In modern terms, he was famous. And yet, his fame never got to his head. He embraced suffering and humility in a way that reflected his complete imitation of Christ. So, let's explore this virtue of humility and why it is so essential for us on the path to holiness. Renzo Allegri recounts that just before Padre Pio was confined to a wheelchair, he made a curious statement. "Let us humble ourselves in humiliations." At first, no one seemed to fully understand what he meant. But the following day, when he appeared for the first time in a wheelchair, the meaning became painfully clear. Padre Pio, who once commanded crowds and even sometimes rebuked people with fiery conviction, now needed others to push him around. On that first day in the wheelchair, Padre Pio kept his head down. Everyone treated him like a poor, sick man, and Padre Pio felt very embarrassed. As we see in this anecdote, even Padre Pio found it difficult to face the reality that, from that moment on, he would need to rely completely on others to move around. Yet, instead of falling into despair or bitterness, he humbly accepted this humiliation, as he called it, as a chance to grow closer to Jesus, who humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Accepting such complete reliance on others is no easy task. Anyone who has been through it knows it's the ultimate humbling experience. But Padre Pio and the saints understood that moments like these are unique opportunities to practice humility, the virtue that ultimately teaches us to depend on God's providence rather than our own strength. So, by swallowing our pride and embracing trials with humility, we take concrete steps on our path towards holiness. Saint Benedict of Nursia, in his rule, provides us with valuable guidance for growing in this virtue. Much like Padre Pio at the beginning of this video, Saint Benedict tells us that humility begins with accepting humiliations. Whether these come in the form of a misunderstanding, a harsh judgment, or even outright slander. One must learn to embrace these trials without grumbling or frustration, but with serenity. But true humility goes even further than just accepting these experiences. It challenges us to love them. Saint Benedict describes this as a step beyond acceptance, where we start to see humiliations as blessings rather than burdens. For example, he says that when someone speaks ill of us, we should view it as a grace from God rather than something to be resisted. Imagine Padre Pio, a man who devoted his entire life in service to others, facing judgments and even ridicule. Many might have expected him to defend his reputation or even protest, but instead, he bore it all in silence. He embraced humility to mirror Christ, who also endured humiliations quietly. Furthermore, Saint Ignatius of Loyola also offers us powerful advice on this subject. He encourages those seeking to truly imitate Christ to desire and choose insults with Christ rather than honors, and to prefer being considered a fool and madman for Christ, who was first thought so, rather than wise or prudent in this world. In conclusion, practicing the virtue of humility, whether by relying on others or accepting various judgments and criticism, is not comfortable, even for Padre Pio. In fact, one might argue that this is one of the hardest virtues to practice. Yet, it is precisely through this unease that we demonstrate our true love for God. As Padre Pio reminded us many times, it's easy to love God when life is sweet, but true love is revealed in our bitter trials. Saint Therese of Lisieux showed us that true humility means surrendering our will to God's with these simple words: "If God wills it, I will it too." So let us ask for the grace to embrace humility as Padre Pio did, praying that we may imitate Christ in every moment of our lives. May Padre Pio himself intercede for us as we seek to follow this challenging but rewarding path to holiness. Amen. Thank you so much for watching. If you found value in this reflection, I'd love to hear your thoughts in the comments section below. Also, if you enjoyed this video, please like it and share it with your friends. This simple action helps our channel grow and reach more people who love Padre Pio as much as you do. We have more inspiring Padre Pio stories and reflections waiting for you. Check out the specially recommended videos on the end screen or click in the links in the description below for a full selection of great content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for Today playlist. And don't forget, you can also enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. The link is in the description below. Thank you for being a part of our community, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.